views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry. You caught me right in a giggle when we went live because I'm just in one of those moods. Carter and I have already been laughing about it. I am loaded with really, it's a high frequency of joy energy. I know, and I love it. So I'm excited because I get to share that with you. So yes, I'm a giddy, and I just, that's the way I am. So the chat over on YouTube is already totally going at it. So you guys seem to be loaded with some energy. I want to say hello to you over there. We also have a live chat in Facebook if you're on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. I also shared that on my two Facebook pages, so you should be able to connect in there. My YouTube channel is also shared and embedded on my website. If you want to just go there, you can see what's going on. So I want to say hello and welcome to everyone. So we say, let's see, we have Raven. Hello, Raven. Hello, Candace. Oh, I'm reading what Candace is saying. Yay. Okay. Raven made it on time. Yay. She was early, by the way. I saw that. And Candace is like, okay, darn, your boss wants to talk to you when you want to come in here. I love it. But you know what? The flexibility is you can be here when you can. So I think that's awesome. Shadana, hello to Shadana. We also have David. Hello to David. David's been listening for a while. This is his first time joining us. Well, welcome, David. We're glad you joined us. Enjoy. This is a wonderful group that collects over in the YouTube chat. They're very supportive of one another. So I appreciate you guys out there. Let's see. We have a Melissa. Hello to Melissa. Hello to Sharon. My goodness. Michelle. Hello to Michelle. This is her first time listening. And well, welcome to the family. We call this a family. So my goodness, welcome to you too. So we have a few people out there active, and welcome to September. So this is a cool show. Today is officially the day another retrograde planet that has been retrograde since April goes direct. So that means you'll feel momentum, and that's Saturn. And I want to share a little bit. That's today, by the way. And then in a few more days, on the 9th, we have a new moon. So I'm going to be sharing angel guidance about these energies because that's what's just happening here, and that's what I'm connecting to. And I have to share a crazy story. I was sharing a little bit with Carter a few minutes ago, but in the last 4 days, I have had so many messages come through nature. And if you've been listening to this show for a while, you know that happens with me, whether it's a tree or a bug or a bird or whatever. I've had quite a few messages. And at first it was a bit alarming because the very first ones that came through, I woke up and right outside my front door was a dead wren, Carolina wren. And then the next day, a dead dragonfly, a beautiful dragonfly. And some people go, oh no, they're dead. Well, that's a life cycle, yes. But there's also an interesting aspect to when you see an animal that way or at your door. That's a message of change. The old is gone. And, you know, I always reference research everything that I receive that way. And it was more of a, ooh, okay, we're at the end. It's over. Whatever that energy was that you were in before, gone. And last week we talked about that because September is the 9, which is wrapping up and finalizing an old way as we move into a new. So we're going to feel endings and, okay, I'm ready to go into this new direction. So then the next day, a broken wing crow. And I thought, whoa, poor bird, you know, but his entire family, they surround. Crows are interesting. Some people see that as a negative. It's not really, not really. That's another transformative sign. But, you know, there's just different, deeper messages and things like that. And I thought, my goodness, what in the world? Well, all good in a nutshell. It wasn't anything as a bad thing at all. It just means big change. Things are changing. Watch out, you know, make sure you're removing things that aren't working or that you don't need anymore, and make sure you're starting to prepare for where you're going in the new. And we did share that last week. So we're clarifying our intention, and that was the focus for today. The angels are like, we are going to clarify that intention in a couple of areas of life that will really benefit us moving forward. So that's one of the big things about today's message. And I want to get some information out to you guys because this is just cool. I get really excited when it starts coming in. So then after all of that with the animals that were having problems, the next day I'm sitting on my balcony, and that's where I go and meditate and read and just kind of connect with nature. I have to connect with nature. It's one of the best ways I receive messages. Beautiful cicada. Now, we have a lot of cicadas singing right now. They're singing outside right at the moment, actually. It's even in the morning, but we're also very warm here in Virginia Beach, about 95% humidity and feeling about 98, you know. So it's pretty warm out there and they love the heat. Well, cicada came and sat right with me, right on my chair, and just hung out while I was sitting there, wasn't afraid. So that's a powerful message, because what do cicadas do? They're the ones that come out every 7 years. They come out when they're ready. They come out when they're going to make the most of their opportunity. Yeah, I thought, what a cool message. Next day, grasshopper. What is grasshopper? Grasshopper is, I don't see these often like this now, guys, okay? You know what I'm saying? This is where it was very specific, and I started writing it all down, and it was telling a story. Each message was telling a story. And the grasshopper is, don't be afraid to leap, go, you know, when your time is ready. So the two messages together, you see. So I asked, I'm like, this is a lot, because most of the time when I'm sitting out there, I'm thinking about what I'm going to come and share with you in the upcoming episode. So these are messages to share with you, okay? That's why I'm sharing it. And it's exciting because nature's ready to give you a connection to spirit, whether it's guides, angels, your higher self, loved ones. It will use nature a lot. When my dad passed away, he was using peacocks. I know, long story. Won't go into that one. But he did, peacocks. And it was phenomenal. It was incredible. But all these messages were lining up, and it's been very, very positive. And it really gave me a huge smile on my face, like, yes, I knew it. I knew that was what was going on now. So it's very, very cool. Now, this week about the angel guidance for clarifying your intention. Now, I chose that picture graphic for, it is 11:11, Sharon. I just saw her put that up and I looked up. Yes, it is. We're in the same time zone. How cool is that? Okay. And some... Oh, okay. They're talking about their 11-11. So we all noticed it. 11-11 is a change, whatever you're thinking about in that moment. And so if you don't like what you're thinking about, it's an opportunity to shift it and change your frequency. So Gabriel comes in for this month pretty strong. He was the front runner for the month. We have more than just Archangel Gabriel, but Gabriel is a communications angel, okay? About communication, listening, communicating your message, your truth, being clear with your intentions. And that's the focus here. Because when we're clear with our focus, if we have focused intention, that maximizes your results in a huge way when you're manifesting and shifting. So it's a big deal. And if you have to write that down and stick it on a sticky note somewhere, do it. Do it. So we have, and really quickly, I'll start with this. The Saturn being going forward, actually, it doesn't move forward as much, which I thought was interesting when I was looking into this. Now, it's going to be in Capricorn until 2020, so it's going to have that same influence of Capricorn. But what is the focus of Saturn and why this momentum now that it's direct? It will be direct. It went direct today, but it's about receiving and moving, forging ahead, recognizing with clarity and seeing the lessons, and lessons has a part A and a part B, okay? Lessons that we have coming into our life is A, and B is lessons learned. There's a difference, right? You know what I mean. You know what I mean. And the gifts that come in, are we allowing those gifts in? You know, are we opening up and expanding our awareness to let more in? So that's a lot of it right there. Now, there's two areas of life that Saturn would love us to focus a little bit more responsibility in. And this is everybody. And it's funny because 5 weeks ago, I started another program for my workouts. I've said it and mentioned it before. I've always loved athletics and was in sports and all of that. And I'm always challenging myself with that. And I love it. So, you know, I've started and I was really feeling this need to just push even more and, you know, see what else I could do to be healthy. And I'm always doing that. So if I'm doing that, other people are. But health is one of the big ones that Saturn wants you to look at and take responsibility. I know, to respond. Be responsible for your health, okay? Be responsible. The other one is your financial area of life. What perfect timing, health and finances, okay, for moving into something brand new, because you don't want to keep repeating old things that aren't working or won't carry you very far in your new path, you see? And this isn't like, oh no, what's wrong with my health? That's fear. We're not going into that. That's not what I'm talking about. It could just be, okay, I'm going to stop eating so much chocolate, or I'm going to stop eating so much high fat food. Or it could be, oh, I'm going to start my workout program, or, oh, maybe I'll go get that checkup I need to do that I know I should, you know, things like that. Just trying to get things, be responsible. Be responsible for choices you make. And it's not about a fault of something else, because that's very important. Saturn is all about that kind of energy. Financial, what can I do to make my financial picture better? Is it start a savings account? Is it put a little bit more away? Is it maybe I should stop wasting money on this and it's not really doing anything for me? Or, you know, just gaining and empowerment over these areas of life, guys, okay? This isn't to feel bad. It's to take responsibility, feel empowered to have choices in your life. Now, that's what we're talking about with the Saturn. So when I went in and asked for angel guidance on that, it was Gabriel coming in going, the first thing to do is be clear. What is the intention you want moving forward? Do you want to be healthier? Do you want to be stronger? Do you want to be, and this is mind, body, soul health, not just physical. Could be your mindset, your thoughts, your positive thinking, or your self-sabotage thing. What is your end result that you truly want for your life? What is this outcome? Then you work backwards. I know what? Work backwards. We're moving forward. What's the outcome you want for your life? And then look at what you can do to tweak it. This energy is going to help you do that and see clearly. And that magnifies the maximum into the results, you see? So that's a big tip right there. So quickly, we just have great conversation going over there. I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to catch up on some of that and see what we got going on. If you have questions, you want to write them in the chat, go for it. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching our video live stream. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we have it going on so quickly. I'm going to take a caller here now, but I'm noticing over in the chat, we have grasshoppers, dragonflies, all kinds of animal messages coming in for you guys. I love that. Pay attention to that and keep a journal like I was doing. On that note, after all of that, it went back to a baby dragonfly. What is that? A new beginning and a change. Yes. Good stuff. So I did want to share that. Focusing on health and finance, that's our focus here with what the angels had for us. Remember, it's a responsibility for mind, body, and soul, and they interchange and they all support one another. And I see that Michelle is acknowledging, yes, she's saying same thing. Candace is saying it affects her ability to meditate when she's not watching her diet. It will affect. And that it does. And that's actually what I just said. But yes, that is literally what it will do. Everybody's different. You want to listen. What I call intuitive eating is listen to what's resonating for you. You do all your homework, get all your data, and then it's about tuning in inward and trusting what that is for you. Not everybody's the same. So with that, let's take a caller now. We have a caller that's been waiting.
Yeah, Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Karen. Karen from Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. What can we do for you?
Jen, it's interesting that you started talking about animals because about 2 months ago, I don't know why Wayne Dyer is very present in my awareness, but he was. His book, Inspiration with the Butterfly on the Front, was the one that sort of woke me up and started me on my journey. And lately, monarchs are everywhere. I see monarchs on a day-to-day basis. And every time I see a monarch, I think of him.
And so there's a message in his writings for you is what I just felt. And I know you already know that. I think you just told me that a minute ago, but that's making sense. Also, the butterfly is a transformation. I mean, they cocoon, they metamorphosize into something incredibly beautiful. I mean, and they are very vibrant. Is anybody else out there with nature noticed colors that seem more vibrant? I'm noticing it in a few things, not all the time, but sometimes when our frequency is very high, colors will appear more vibrant in our world. Mm. And I find that really interesting. And I have noticed it in a couple of times, not all the time, because your frequency will go up and down, and more aware we are, the more we keep it in a raised higher frequency, which is much more beneficial to where we're going with everything that we have. But that's a beautiful message for you. And it, you know, if you're, it might be that book with the butterfly. Have you read it?
It's been a long time since I've read it. So yeah, that's probably a good idea. I should revisit that. And when you're saying that about color, I'm an artist and I've just gone through a retinal detachment in my right eye. So I've been forced to take a step back and I'm noticing that when I'm drawn to colors, I'm drawn to the, you know, the deep jewel tones and the sparkles and it's almost like it's not that I want it. I have to be around it.
Okay. Are they specific colors? Because there's an energy and message in that too.
Oh, yeah.
I see. It's almost like a ruby violet that I keep seeing when you were sharing that.
Yes. And the turquoises and the deep, deep blues.
It's the colors are more vivid and it doesn't matter if the physical eye is repairing right now. This is an energetic in the other, you know, way we see beyond. So I would look into the colors because if you're drawn to a certain color, is it aligning with a certain chakra that might be in need of some balance, or that's the one that is working to support? There, you have an interesting, it looks like it's laying out in little clues for you, and it's like connect the dots. Do you see what I mean?
It's like the that paint by number.
I know, I'm telling an artist, I paint too, but it's kind of funny for me to say connect the dots, but it's because it's coming from spirit. So they're trying to use what they can to lay this out for you, and then you connect it all together.
It's beautiful.
And it sounds it feels very warm and very loving and supportive. And that it's going to bring you into a way you've never seen before, even better. It kind of has a bit of a metaphor to it. It's just a very beautiful message. And I think you should. What I heard with that was like, it was specifically Wayne Dyer. It was The Butterfly. Maybe it's that particular book that has the picture on it. I've got a lot of his books too. My goodness, I have a lot. And honestly, I don't remember which one off the top of my head, but I would revisit that. There's something in there.
I remember trying to, he wrote the book in the, I think it was in the 70s, and The Erroneous Zones. And I remember picking that book up, and it just didn't resonate with me. And then this was, I think, the next book after. And you, looking back, you can see when he tells his story how he went from his mind to his heart, how he was kissed by spirituality. And you can feel the shift when you read. I didn't know at the time what it was, but all I know, it was like candy to soul. I could not put that book down. It was a gift I gave to my sister, who never read it. And when I went to see her, I borrowed it. And so I'm thinking, and she never noticed it gone. But I'm thinking when you're saying that, yeah, maybe that is a sign to pick that book up.
I would. There's something in there, and it's going to go pow, and you're going to go, that's why. Oh, my gosh. And then it will lead to the next thing and the next thing. But that's a very strong message coming through. I would definitely start there. That's what I feel very strongly around that. And the colors being so vivid is your world will become richer, metaphor here, not finance, but richer in all things. Right now, your health is being repaired on the physical, but we work mind, body, and soul together because our physical just responds to everything on the other parts, right? So
that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Go check that out. And you know, that was a beautiful thing to share. We're really about nature today, but I am going to let you go because we have more questions coming in. And thank you for sharing that much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, you know, I don't want to spoil the surprise that's coming for her because I think she's going to find something and it's just going to put a lot of joy in her life. I could really feel that. Thanks, Karen, for sharing that. Now, if I go down, I see some questions popping up. So let me go in here and see. Let's see. It looks like Michelle. Hi, Jen. In the past 2 days, my clairvoyant abilities have opened up beyond what I've experienced before. And your question got me. Wondering as I felt a bit ungrounded with this upgrade, but wondered how can I use this gift to support my intentions? Okay. Oh, that's a good one. I like that question. Okay, Michelle, when we first upgrade, it's very normal, honestly. It's very normal to feel like, oh, I'm not ready for this, or that's not what she's saying, but sometimes I've felt like that. You feel like you take this big jump up and then you go, whoa, I didn't realize. Then you come back down, you kind of gradually go back through it. One of the things that it will do is your awareness, and I want to give you a different perspective on it. You felt ungrounded. The awareness was, I need to stay grounded while I'm working with this ability. So you figured it out. You actually did. You figured out what you needed to do. Grounding is very important. Honestly, if you do a lot of meditating or if the clairvoyant's starting to wake up, you want to make sure that at least every day when you're still new at it, make sure you're grounded when you wake up. Keep your shield of protection on, just know that you're protected by your spirits, your angels, and then go about your day and don't worry about it. If you sit to meditate or you're intentionally looking into that, make sure you're grounded and shielded. Just so you're clear, it'll clear out all the debris that causes the chaotic what you're seeing. It will clear it up so it will bring your intention and your focus right to what you need to see. You can specifically ask, what do I need to see to clearly understand what I need to focus on, you know, things like that. Things like that will help you. And it will just gradually do that. Make sure you're drinking a lot of water. Make sure you're shielded, grounded, because that will protect you from all the other outside chaotic stuff that can come from let me put it this way. Spirit, some of them, spirit lives. It doesn't die. Souls don't die. They, some of them have a body, some of them don't. Okay. So, you know, we think, oh, we don't want to be listening to negative, you know, spirit in that world. It's sometimes it could just be coming from another person living that just don't realize it. So when I say that, I want to make sure you're grounding. Just don't assume it's going to come from a, you know, the ethers, you know, somewhere. It will also come from people around or energies you're around that can clutter up the signal. So I wanted to share that because I really liked that she asked that. That was very good. So just slowly metamorphosizing, going slowly with this. It is gentle. If you watch how the butterfly represents that, it goes into that cocoon. What's it doing? It's shielding. A cocoon is protected. It's inside while it's shifting and changing. Then it comes out and explodes all over the beauty that it has all over, you know, and it's just an amazing energy to see. It always, I don't know very many people that don't smile when they see one because they're just so incredible to see. So here, that's one of the things. The colors, if you're drawn to certain colors, there's a different energy to the colors. There's different energy to a color for the chakra. For example, green. If you're really drawn to green, if you're drawn to the trees, I see that from, what is that, Sharon. Sharon over in the chat, she's talking about vibrant green colors with trees. Oh. Trees ground us into the earth. They have the roots that go in deep. They represent stay grounded. They also hold the wisdom and they hold amazing information that way. I mean, yeah, it. I've had some experience with trees. Color green connected with the heart chakra and also renewal and healing. It's a healing color. It's a color of new renewal, like fresh in spring, new fresh greens and things like that. So that's a healing color, very connected to Archangel Raphael, the healing, the physician of heaven, that angel. So that's an interesting one. But that one is healing in all ways. It could be just healing, you know, not just your body, but maybe to soften your heart so you can forgive and let go of something or to take away the anger, things like that. Let's see. We have relaxing meditations. Hi, good morning to everyone. Jen, any message for me? You rock, love your spirit. Well, thank you for that. Honestly, I see you taking it to the next. This is immediately what came in. So obviously with a name like that, she's into the meditations. Okay, that's her username for her YouTube. But it's going to go to another level and there's insights coming. I can feel that and I loved it. I see, it's interesting. I see a pale blue, like a sky blue that's even lighter, like mixed with cloud. And then I see it all moving away and the color becomes deeper and richer, like a royal blue. Look into the royal blue. It's where you're going in an energy for that. I feel crystals in that color. The blue lapis, maybe. I'm feeling this richness and this message for you that's beautiful in the royal blue color. It's a rich, vibrant. If you took a sky blue and you went deeper, that's about the color I'm talking about. And that's what I'm feeling immediately, without hesitation, that's what I'm feeling. Past 2 days, Ravenwolf, past 2 days, I've been guided to carry my moonstone crystal. See, there you go. You listened. You did it. Fantastic. That one's going to help with some emotions for, you know, just to balance them instead of them going, you know, and it's interesting because the moon's coming up. You know, new moons don't always get acknowledged like full moons, but new moons are beginnings of new things. So we want to talk about that next. And that's what we're about to go into. I'm seeing a lot of turquoise and blue colors, green. Everybody's really seeing those colors. I love that. Absolutely. David's seeing the light blue. Oh, cool. And, you know, light blue is a very healing, calming color. It calms the chaos down. You know, it's a color that is calming and soothing. And that color just softens, takes off the intensity of things. Okay, so that one, if you're seeing a lot of that or you feel drawn to certain colors, if it's green, blue, orange would be second chakra, okay? The indigo blue, like that deeper navy-looking color blue, would be your fifth chakra. I'm sorry, your third eye, your sixth chakra. I'm sorry, there's a couple of different blues here. There's turquoise and then there's indigo in those colors. When you start getting into the whites and golds, now you're really getting into a higher spiritual realm. Sometimes you might see a color trimmed in silver or gold. Those are very spiritual colors, higher ascension colors, higher frequency colors. So look at that. That's an interesting thing to look at. Now, let me go into, okay, we have, there it is. We have the new moon coming up on the 9th, and I'm cramming a lot into one show, but both of these areas of energy that the angels were talking about were coming up before my next show, so I wanted to give it to you. So Gabriel's saying, you know, focus. Okay, we talked about that Saturn energy that came in today, that focus and that clarity. It literally means being responsible, like looking at what you can do in your physical world, and then it'll bring you back and it's kind of like, okay, this is the result I had. This is the result I want. And now you're going to go backtrack it and you're going to see, this is what I need to change for my health. And then that result will be better. This is what I need to change in finances and my result will be better. This is what I need to keep. This is what I need to get rid of. Things like that. It's kind of a decluttering in those energetic fields of your life, okay? So September 9, here's perfect lineup for all this. So now that you've done all that work, and there's things to, you don't need anymore. They're just not going to hold, there's not going to hold anything for you as you move forward. September 9th is the new moon. What are you having trouble letting go of? Is there something you need to, let go of? Are you still holding on to something? That's what this Saturn direct today is going to help you figure out for new moon energy coming forward. This one came from Gabriel. Gabriel is like, it's communicating and being clear, communicating with yourself. It's being true to yourself, being responsible and actually listening to where you really want to be. Not avoiding, not, you know, like, I don't know, you know, that kind of thing. It's kind of making us all face it in a positive way. It's very good. It's very good. Now, if you're holding on to past, if you're holding on to insecurities, if you're holding on to fears, if you're holding on to regrets, that is not going to get you anywhere moving forward. It's really a waste of your energy. I'm just going to put it out really direct. That's bottom line that I'm getting for that message. It's just not going to do you any good. It's holding you back from where you want to go. You need to bring the joy back in. Now, this new moon is about, you know, kind of, you know, I want some of that. I want some of that joy in my life. It's a new moon in Virgo. And Virgo's about, we need to drop this weight. We need to drop this heavy load that you're trying to drag around, you know, the burden on the shoulder thing. It's not doing any good. It's not doing you any good. It's not doing the people around you any good. It's not doing your situation any good. Let it go. That I want you to think about, because usually we represent a full moon with releasing. This moon is just drop that bag, drop it. And then at the same time, you're picking up and going into mind, body, soul, organization, logic. Okay, I am going to take charge of my life and I'm going to get it organized and make it work better for me. I'm going to do that. And this energy is going to support you in that, because we have a lot of people out there that have written in or been sharing with us that, you know, they got moves coming up. They're getting ready. Some of you have gone back to school. Maybe you're looking for that new job, the relationship. Everything kind of comes into one big pile, and then it feels like we don't know which way we're going. And then if we are easily, this is okay. Thank you, Michael. This is coming in from Michael, very strong. He just interrupted me. we do this back and forth. It's okay. He's just, hey, tell him this. when you have so many different parts of your life that are going over here, over there, over here, over there, or you are easily distracted. I mean, everybody needs to take responsibility on that. Are you easily distracted from your course? For example, as soon as you read an article or watch something on the TV or listen to what somebody else said or your phone rings or text coming, do you have control of this part of your life or does it control you? He is really being strong about that, right? I was not expecting that to come through right now, but you know what? It is what it is, and we all need to listen to it. I'm including myself in all of this, too, as I'm learning with you. But it's about who's controlling you. Who is it? You or something outside of yourself? It could be whatever the distraction is, but it's very important for the clarity and for the intention of what you're trying to do with this energy. Okay, coming from Michael right now. Michael, yep. And the communication was Gabriel. He's like, you have got to bring it inside. Oh, I'm hitting my mic. That might be noisy. Sorry. You got to bring it inside. You got to tune out, ground, shield up. And the shielding up protects you from being. Thank you for that. Protects you from being distracted from all of that. It's not just protect you from someone attacking you or someone, you know, something bad. It's also, we want that protection, obviously, but it's also protecting you from the distractions of the outside world. I'm not saying you have to just stop everything, but there needs to be more management and responsibility with it is what he's saying to me. If you look at the technology of the whole world, I mean, we're using it right now to bring this message to you, but are you accomplishing anything that you want to do in your day? If you looked at how you plan your day out, do you have all the stuff on the list you want to do, but then you never get to all of it because you ended up on a social media for an hour and a half instead of 10 minutes? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, whoa, that's, you know, it's just a reality check you want to take on an individual basis. You want to look at it for yourself. Okay. Whoa, he totally took me by surprise with that, but I'm glad it came through. It is, distraction is a it sabotages you. It sabotages where you're trying to go, what you're trying to do with your life in a positive way. As soon as, here's a really positive way to counter it. As soon as you are on track, and it seems like every time I start getting going in the right way, the way I want to be, something always interrupts it. That means you're on the right track, right? Something's trying to sabotage it. And you don't have to be angry. It could just be very innocent. It could be a child or a dog running through the room and interrupting you. It could be something very innocent. So don't take it out on the people in your life. Just smile and go, I'm not going to get distracted. I've got to stay here. Be clear with what I am trying to do here. What is it that your intention is. This is a clarity for intention. When you have strong, focused, clear intention, you maximize the results of what you're trying to manifest. Because as soon as all the distractions come in or you get sidetracked enough to believe in it, now you're second guessing and you just canceled out what you were trying to manifest. And we wonder, why does this happen? Why do we keep staying in a running in circles? That's why. I want to leave you with that thought for a moment because I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up for the last segment of the show. We've got a lot we're covering in this show, and I want to make sure I don't miss anything because I was surprised by that message. But here we go. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true, but it's never ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal, to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
And welcome back, guys. Okay, we're in our last segment. A little bit left to tell you about the new moon. Okay, here's what's cool. The new moon will focus hopes and dreams. So what a perfect lineup. We had that Saturn come in today, gets us moving forward, gets us organized. We take responsibility in areas of our life. We have a plan in place. Remember, that was kind of a theme for September. And then this energy rolls in with the new moon, and it is about allowing yourself to acknowledge, respect, honor your hopes and dreams. Now, something called a daydream is literally a beautiful way to manifest. It has been kicked around and disregarded in years past. Even me growing up, I remember, stop daydreaming. I'm going to tell you right now, daydreaming can be your best friend in this, okay? I'm not saying, now think about it. Think about how we're going to flip this a little bit. So, like, stop daydreaming, get back to work. Okay, I don't want to get anybody in trouble at their job or anything. But, say you're at home and you have a few minutes. Allow yourself to daydream about the life and the plan and your passions, what you love, your hopes, your dreams. Daydreaming is a meditative, awake state that is bringing clarity to the message that you want to send to the universe for what you want to manifest in your life. Okay? If you allow yourself to daydream, I call it daydreaming because that's what it is. Why not? A daydream is you're awake, but you're just kind of drifting off, and then you realize, oh, where was I? Those are really powerful moments of manifesting whatever you got totally, focused on. That's energy. That's energy that's going to help move you the way you want to go. So you go into that and go into detail. I mean, play it all the way out like you're living it right now. It's very powerful to use right now with the energy that's happening. So this moon brings that permission, I guess, that we need to give ourselves. And I don't really like using the word permission, but all the rules, all the distractions go into the daydream where you are the boss. You control it all and take it and soar to the greatest heights you've ever been. It is very beneficial. it will raise your frequency into a higher joy, happiness, because you're in there kind of living this dream you want to bring into your physical world. So we start with energy. We start mind, our soul passions. You want them aligned. You want to bring it in. And then when we try to bring it into the physical world, sometimes we get all freaked out. Oh, wait, what am I thinking? That's self-doubt. That's listening to everything else outside of you. So if you know that there's something deep inside of you that you really want to share with the world, and remember, and I will bring up Wayne Dyer again, because I still love Wayne Dyer. He's amazing, and he put out some amazing stuff. Remember his quote, and I believe it was in one of his books, "Don't die with your music still in you." That music represents your passion, your hopes, your dreams. Don't just keep it tucked away. Let the world see who you are. Let the world share in your joy. Because when we are doing that within ourselves and we have our frequency, guys, that's how you change the world. We do it as an individual, and we work and we stay and we clean up our own house. We make sure that we're doing that, because we can only give the world what we are, not what you want, what you are. Okay. So what we want and what we are can be totally different things. You want them to be kind of meshing and aligning, right? And that is an incredible thing that we can do. Now, we have a quick question over in the chat, and I want to address it because I've been asked this a few times, and guess what? We are doing that. Here's what I want to do. Is there a group where we can share experiences or ask questions throughout the week? What I have on my website, I don't have Facebook group and all that going on, but what I do on my website, this is coming from David in the chat, I put out free courses. And in the courses, you subscribe and you sign up for the course. It's free. It's just a free. One's energy healing, one's meditation. Inside, the energy healing one is the most popular one right now. Inside there, there's questions you can ask at the bottom and back and forth, and we can go back and forth that way. That's what I have set up right now. So anybody that wants to do that, because what I want to do is I have a few things lining up. But that's what I have right now. If you want to do that, it's an energy healing course. But at the bottom of that, and you can do that in my blog. There's comments at the bottom. So that's what I have. And then you can also comment right here in the comment section right at YouTube too. And we can respond, and it's right there under this video if it's something about this particular show. So I wanted to share that with everyone and help you understand that. One more thing, that was a good question, and we do need a group. And Candace, we need to talk, okay? Don't tell your boss, just we need to talk. She's my helper over there, and I want to give her some kudos because she is a beautiful person I've known for a while, and she helps me out over there. So there you go. Call me. Okay. Guys, I have absolutely loved sharing everything because there's a lot going on right now, and I do want to give you what we need for that. We'll see what we can do about the group if that's what you want. But I need to know where and what and how you prefer, okay? So I need some feedback. Like, what would you prefer in a group? Would you rather it be on the website? Do you need it on social media? Not everybody wants to be on social medias. So that's what we got going on with that. So let's talk about it. Let's work it out. Let me know what your thoughts are. After the show ends here, live chat disappears. Okay. That's what happens on YouTube. They don't leave that out there. So you can still comment as an archive of the show. You can do that as well. Okay. Right there. If that's where you're talking about, you can do that. But we will figure this out. And I'm glad he brought that up. That's something that I've had in my thoughts to work out for everyone, because we are growing. We have a momentum building, and I want to provide, and we can do that. My biggest thing was the feedback on what would be the best way to provide it for the groups. So that's how we're going with that. I have some courses that I'm excited about doing too. We have a few things we're lining up in there. So I just want to say thank you. I love the feedback. Please keep it coming. You can contact us over at my website too, jenroyster.com, if you have anything or thoughts that you want to share. I am here for you guys. I'm here sharing my experiences, what I receive. I'm here sharing, and I love that you're sharing back, because together we're all helping one another. So you're part of it, which is a beautiful thing. And I appreciate every one of you. So, you know, we're running out of time. So I want you to not forget today, it's going to push you forward. Look at those areas of life. Gabriel, Michael came in with a bit of a stern, I wouldn't say stern, but he was a little bit direct with me, like totally, but it was good. It was good. It was a very good message. If you missed part of it, you can go back and grab the archive and listen that way. We have so much we are sharing, so much going on. We never have enough time in an hour, do we? But that's because we love it. We're loving it together, and we're sharing that beautiful energy. I want everyone to think really quickly before we go. Take a deep breath. Say thank you to yourself, and then I want you to send it out with your exhale out to everyone here listening and feel it. I can feel it right now. Feel it go through your body. And we're supporting and loving one another. I have to go. I'm out of time with the network. So thanks so much, guys, for listening. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.